Ganesh for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, Juno, you're put on notice. Put this on your radar. Ironman Alaska is coming to town. We are just 1 month away from this triathlon. It's a swim, run, and bike event, and it's set for August 7th, and it will bring athletes from all over the world and a lot of people to support this race as well as spectators. And joining me now, we have Kara Tetley. She's the destination marketing manager for Travel Juno. And so, Kara, thank you so much for coming on our show today, and because I think that this is so full of moving parts. It's really hard to get a grip on what Ironman Alaska is going to mean to Juno. But maybe we should talk about the planning of this event, because it seems like it's a real marathon for the organizers because it hasn't been done before.
Right, yeah. As the first year, we are learning a lot. It'll make the next couple years a lot easier, but also it's a huge event for us to be putting on. There's a lot of people involved throughout the city, a lot of different agencies, DOT, Fire and Rescue, the city, hoteliers, the university, the high schools. Really all departments have been involved since the early process, well over a year ago when they first came to us. And we've all been doing everything we can to make it work. So, yeah.
Well, it's like a two-sided coin because it holds a lot of promise, but yeah. You know, it's fraught with some challenges. And of course, one of the initial challenges was concern about housing all the athletes and their support teams and spectators that would come. And so I know that you've been very creatively trying to utilize the local rental market. Mm-hmm. How is the housing situation going at this point?
Everybody has housing. All the athletes at this point, they're going to be coming. They will have housing. I think the biggest hurdle at the beginning is the athletes really wanted to get all of that settled back in August. And so as a community, we've been hearing from a lot of people that wanted to put their house up and were excited to participate and wanted to help out. But there, you know, we do things a little later, you know, than I think some communities, in the sense that, you know, our season, we're very seasonal. So last year when the registration went up, most of us were kind of in the middle of the summer and we weren't focusing on a year away.
Right? And you hadn't done this before, so. And also anticipating that you would need such a big burst of housing suddenly, mm-hmm. because it doesn't happen that way normally.
Exactly. And we now have housing that is the people that are, they're still saying, like, if there's any last-minute people or are going to bring some other folks, we've got some additional housing. So the number that we're expecting to see is approximately that Celebration brings in.
Wow.
So it's going to be really good for our community, but not overloading it in the sense of, you know, more than what we thought we could handle. And Ironman really considered all of this before they put their number of contestants up there, or athletes, available registration slots, I should say. And I think they're considering this a boutique race for a lot of, compared to a lot of their races. But
you've got a multi-year contract. So mm-hmm. do you think that all the work you're doing now is kind of like an investment in the future?
Definitely. Absolutely. 100%. The first year is going to be the biggest hurdle, getting the tracks, communicating it with the community, even, you know, just seeing it, seeing what that's going to look like for all of us. And I think that next year it'll be much smoother, a lot fewer questions. And the next couple of years will be much easier.
So this seems to me that this is like unpaid advertising for Juno.
Yeah.
I mean, if this happens, it's going to be something that there will be lots of media coverage, lots of mm-hmm. video, lots of photographs going mm-hmm. all over the place that will showcase this community.
Exactly. It's a great way to get Juno on the map. I mean, we always are the little star, right? We're always there, but really getting the word out about our destination is a great destination. At Travel Juno, we're tasked to bring in independent travelers and conventions, and this is what we're doing. And so we're really excited because this is a really big event for us, and it'll just have really great positive impact, I think, on all the businesses in town, you know, from the sanitation, you know what I mean, to porta potties to of course, the restaurants, the shopping, of course, the hoteliers, and even the locals that are choosing to put their houses up on the market.
Yeah. You had to mention car the porta parties.
I mean, it's those little things, you know. I mean, it is true. You've got to have there's a lot of investment in the community that Iron Man is doing in order to get this event successful. And one of those happens to be making sure that there is enough porta potties for all the athletes and visitors on that track.
The logistics. But I have a feeling you are learning a lot from this.
Absolutely, I think we all are. Yes, a lot of the all agencies that are involved in this, I think we're all learning a lot, and it seems like everybody's pretty excited about it as well. I think we'll all breathe much easier on August 8th. but I think if, you know, I guess I can only speak for myself and my team, but we are all very excited about it.
So just so the community is prepared, and I hope that Travel Juneau will come back periodically
or
race organizers before August so we can kind of get in this mindset that this is coming and we won't suffer some kind of shock as a result. But, you know, I would imagine that we're already seeing people training for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have approximately 60 Juneauites that are going to be – that are registered for the event and about 120 throughout the state.
But some are coming in, I understand.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then I think that some of them are coming in. Maybe it's just at this point, we don't have anything official, but I was just talking to someone the other day and their nephew came in to do the run course and is going to come back and do the swim course and, you know, kind of coming in and practicing it a little bit at a time. And so I'm sure there are other athletes that can do that. And then we know that they're going to be coming in and practicing that week before. On the Saturday prior to the event, August 6th. In fact, Oct Lake will be closed, and it also gives everybody the ability to do a practice swim that day because that's where the swim portion of the lake will be on August
7th. Have you ever swum in Oct Lake?
You know, I've swam to my paddleboard after I've fallen off of it. And so,
It must be cold even though it's been warm lately.
Yeah, it's not too bad once you get in the summer, you know. So I think we've had a great summer. The water's warmed up if we can – you know, if it continues on, and they'll all be in dry suits, and so it'll be good.
So any cautions for the community? Should we be on the lookout for folks, a little more activity?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that for the biggest part is in the valley area and out the road, that week of just be conscious. You might see some more bicyclists on the street. You might see some more runners on the road. So just kind of being aware of that when you're driving. And then also as a community, we're going to see more people in the restaurants and at shopping and gift stores, and they're all going to be all around town. So the Valley, downtown, Douglas, all that good stuff.
So as we get close to the race, the days before the race, should we be prepared for some traffic closures, road closures?
There is actually just one small road closure, and it is just the morning of. I believe it's from around. It's just a few hours, starting around 5 a.m., and it just goes from the roundabout at Back Loop to the swim start, essentially. So it's just that little portion from the university on, and it's just for a few hours. There will be delays, especially during the race day, but that's the only closure that we anticipate at this time.
So be aware that you could have some delays because some of that bicycle race takes place along the Egan, right?
Correct. Well, it goes from university out to, or UAS out to the end of the road, and they're going to be doing that for a couple of laps. And then the run portion is going to be going through the valley. Expect that on Back Loop, the Brotherhood Trail area. So they're going to be doing that as well, Thunder Mountain High School area.
So, and that's kind of interesting is that the Thunder Mountain High School seems like it's going to be kind of the hub for all of this.
Yes.
And UAS, of course.
The team at Thunder Mountain has been very encouraging and helpful. So I think that they are, they are going to be the hub for at the beginning of the week. That's where we're going to have the athlete check-in. We're also going to have what's called the Ironman Village there. And at the village, we'll have some local vendors that are set up. And if there are some people, there are still a couple of other spots. If there's anyone listening that is interested in selling any of their local made goods, we've got some spots there. And then they'll also have the Ironman store as well. And then bike assistance and things like that. And so that'll all be at Thunder Mountain High School on the, I think it starts Thursday. Yeah, Thursday the 4th, Friday and Saturday. And then so that, yeah, that, like I said, Thunder Mountain High School has just been a tremendous help in the success of this event so far.
Well, the race is on Sunday of that week, but I guess Friday you're going to have an opening ceremony.
Correct. Yep. We'll have the opening ceremony. That'll be on the docks underneath the Elizabeth Protrovich Memorial.
Painting.
Yes, thank you.
Mural.
Mural. Not memorial, sorry.
Well, that was done just in time.
I know. Yeah. So that'll be great. They're going to have some. The registration will all kind of also bring in a lot of people starting on that Thursday and then kicking it off officially. And good.
And then I guess it all kind of – Sunday is the day of the race, and mm-hmm. then it wraps up, what, on Monday? Or when do they have the awards ceremony? That sounds like fun.
Yeah, Monday morning they have that. And so that's going to be, I believe, at Centennial Hall at this point. So they will that'll just be to give out those awards to the finishers, and they have a variety of different awards they hand out and thank yous and appreciations to everybody that was involved.
So, you know, we are so familiar with Mount Marathon
mm-hmm.
and what it's done for Seward and the Kenai Peninsula.
Right.
And it has attracted worldwide athletic talent, mm-hmm. some of the best marathon runners around.
Yeah.
Any hints of what we might see at this? Any sense of the draw that this is having?
Well, we do know that we have people from all over the world coming, different countries. The largest, I think, at this point is our U.S. residents, but we definitely have people from all over the globe that are going to be here.
Wow.
Yeah. And as far as, the numbers, I think we're looking at probably somewhere around between 1,200 and 1,300 at this point, competitors.
1,200 to 1,300 competitors?
Yes, athletes. So that'll be great, bringing their friends and family with them and enjoying the rest of the state after the event as well.
But I can't imagine having 1,200 to 1,300 competitors swimming, running, biking.
Yeah, well,
how are you going to do that? I guess they don't all start out at once.
Right. They don't all start out at once. They don't all complete the swim, and then they don't all complete the bike, and then they don't – so that's not – that's probably not going to be that many going through the finish line. They do have times that they have to get through each portion, and if they don't complete it at that time, then
they're out.
Then they're out, yeah. And then some people I met somebody, or I think perhaps I this was something I can't remember if it was an email or if I had seen it on the Ironman Facebook page, but someone was injured and they weren't going to be able to ride their bike, but they still just really wanted to get through the swim portion at a good time. So they were still going to do that much. And so they know that they're not going to complete the entire event, but they still want to accomplish that for themselves.
So I know that a while back you were asking for volunteers. Do you mm-hmm. have enough people volunteering?
We still could use some volunteers. Yeah, we have a great number of people at this point, but the positions available are going to be throughout the week. And really the need at this point is we still have a few aid stations left. So we have a total of 14 aid stations throughout the course, and we still have a few that we could use some groups. That's the easiest way to get that those filled. And Ironman has the Ironman Foundation, where they are able to donate money to for those groups that are would like to do it for a cause or for a nonprofit organization.
Oh.
Yeah, so it depends on.
So Girl Scouts?
Mm-hmm. And
Boy
they
Scouts?
Are actually involved. Yes, already the Girl Scouts are involved. And then we have a lot of the athletic teams at the high schools involved. We have a couple of churches, and then just some other like a local dance group, you know. So we have just people that want to get involved and raise some money for their kids' teams to travel or for different things that they might, you know, be able to better the community for is what Iron Man is looking at donating to. There's also a way if you're not a nonprofit, but say you want to get some people together and everybody volunteer to raise some money for coats for kids in the winter, that kind of thing, you can also do that. So if you have a cause that you're passionate about and you want to raise some money for it, let us know. We've got the spaces for you.
Wow, that sounds so exciting. In closing here, I find some of this in hearing about it inspiring, exciting, maybe because it's new, it hasn't been done here mm-hmm. before. It's testing us in different ways. It's kind of scary a little bit too.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling about it at this time?
I'm feeling really good. I mean, I know that there is a lot that we still are going to be working on within the next month to perfect it. And I know that each year is just going to get better. But I genuinely feel really good about the positive impact it's going to have on the community. I know that there's some people concerned about the road closures. But I think that after we see what that looks like at first year, I am positive about what that will look like for everybody.
Well, there are going to be some bugs, and there always are when you don't know what you're getting into. But it sounds like there's a commitment to iron those wrinkles out.
Yes, exactly. I think from everybody that is involved, we've definitely seen that. And, you know, like I said, the community, too, there's just such an outpour of support, people saying, like, I can help out with this, or, you know, just random things that I wouldn't have even thought of. Like, I have a truck I can assist with bicycles or, you know, whatever, you know, that maybe isn't even an issue. But a lot of people are reaching out to us and like, how can I help? How can I help? Somebody even volunteered to just make food for people. So, I mean, it's just it's a great thing to see.
Sometimes you just have to step back and appreciate Juno for its sort of willingness to try something new. It's a sense of adventure.
Exactly.
And the good people that are willing to help support that. So.
And make sure that everybody has a great impression of our city, too. I think that's what a lot of people want to do.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much, Tara, for helping us get our head around
thank
this,
you.
Because
we'll
there's a be lot back. To take in.
There is, and we'll be back. Iron Man is also going to send out everything about the details of the roads. They're sending a flyer to every postal code in Juneau, so everybody should look forward to that in their mailboxes soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is really good to know. Kara Tetley. I always want to say Tara Tetley for the, the alliterate.
That you are not the first person either. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, Kara, thanks for being here with us. She's with Travel Juno, and thanks for keeping us up to date. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.